Welcome, this is Jen Verheeren of Cadence Coaching. In this session of the Performance Project, I'm going to talk to you about the importance of and the power of knowing your big why. Jim Lohr is a sports psychologist who studies human performance and works with elite athletes and musicians. He's conducted studies that show that the main thing that distinguishes elite athletes from mediocre ones is a very clear awareness of why they do what they do. They are clear on what the sport means to them and why winning or doing well really matters. I find over and over that when you enter a competition or a stressful challenge, having your big why in the front of your mind helps you rise above your inner critic chatter. It gives meaning to what you're doing and helps you stay above the fray. The high-performance riders, the professionals, and the amateurs that I work with all get really good at connecting their competitive goal to their core values. This helps them enjoy their riding, avoid drama and politics as they work toward their goals. They become internally driven rather than externally motivated. Knowing our own big why helps us all overcome adversity, weather the inevitable ups and downs, and handle crisis with more grace. All of these things contribute to more success and satisfaction in the saddle. In his book, Man's Search for Meaning, Viktor Frankl writes about the idea that as long as a person has a purpose, they can overcome any adversity. Between 1942 and 1945, he spent time in four different Nazi concentration camps. The experience was every bit as miserable as you can imagine and actually unimaginable. His family died, he almost died several times, and he spent years watching everyone around him suffering and dying. In the book, he wrote, "In some way, suffering ceases to be suffering at the moment it finds a meaning." And he quoted Nietzsche, "He who has a why to live for can bear almost any how." I bring this up here because your big why is big. It's about more than winning a ribbon or moving up a level. It's about your passion for your sport or your partnership with a special animal or your sense of purpose and connection. Your big why gives you backbone. It gives you a sense of meaning to persevere and thrive through the difficulties involved in being an equestrian. And I also just love the book and think that everyone should read it, Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. In order to really know your big why, you need to be able to articulate it and write it down. It also really helps to get it out of your head and share it with at least one other person. Your big why is so important. You might think you know why you do what you do, but it's easy to get caught up in menial concerns, comparing yourself to others, and self-doubt when you don't have your big why front and center. You know you need to get clearer on your big why if you find yourself more focused on outcome than process. In other words, you find yourself so focused on how well you do, on your score, on your placing, that you don't enjoy the show. You're easily upset or triggered by things other people say or their opinions, even people who shouldn't matter to you at all. You find yourself debilitatingly disappointed when things don't go well, and this affects your riding or your life negatively. You find it difficult to recover from setbacks and get back in the proverbial saddle. You know you need to get clearer on your big why if you feel disenchanted, annoyed, burnt out, or lack enthusiasm for a sport or an activity that you once loved. If you seem to have hit a glass ceiling in your training or performance, and no matter how hard you work, you cannot seem to break through to the next level or accomplish a particular goal. If you seem to focus a lot on what other people think, and this interferes with your ability to perform and enjoy your riding. For example, you go to a clinic and you're so concerned about what the clinician thinks of you that you take instruction as a criticism and don't learn. I bet most of us have been there. You feel a lack of clarity and have trouble making decisions, or you feel bogged down by your day-to-day struggles and feel like you're hitting balls as they come instead of being intentional. Anyway, you get the idea. So, how do you figure out your big why? Ask yourself, what is it that really matters about your riding, your goals, and the things you want to achieve? How do you want to feel? What does it mean to you in the big picture? What are you the most grateful for and what makes you the most happy? Remember my client who wanted to qualify for the USDF National Championships in Kentucky? She was really nervous about it. She felt like it was unattainable, and her inner critic kept telling her all the reasons why she shouldn't do it. She shouldn't even try. She didn't know if she could afford to go. She didn't know if her borrowed horse would be ready. She wasn't sure her marriage could withstand the demands of her goal and the demands that it would make on her time. She felt that there were a lot of forces working against her. When she uncovered her big why, at first it just helped her focus on the bigger picture rather than all of her concerns. She realized that her big why was living a regret-free life. Her big why was living a regret-free life. She didn't want to feel like she was leaving things on the table just because she was scared or lacking confidence. Later, when she was diagnosed with cancer as she was preparing to go to Kentucky, that big why came to have even more power. She told me she just plain wasn't going to die regretting that she hadn't taken every chance and opportunity she could. She said when she wants something, even if it seems out of her league, she just needs to know she's given it her all. Even when the outcome isn't what she'd hoped for, she's learned that it usually turns out better than she'd imagined. Her big why has lifted her up and pushed her forward during some of the hardest and best times of her life. What is your purpose that motivates you to push past the hard stuff? What lifts you up above the fray and helps you focus on the big picture? Write down the answers to some of these questions. Then distill your big why down to a simple phrase or 1 to 3 sentences. You'll be glad you did. Thank you.